Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. An investment advisor representative should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented.
Welcome to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter. A show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Today, you'll hear important financial information. Now, the host of the Retirement Income Hour, Mark Falter.
I'm ready. How about you? I'm Mark Falter, and I want to welcome you to another Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind. And to prove it, today we are discussing the current state of the economy, but in a different way in such that I have been thinking about this show for weeks. And I'm actually titling this show Connect the Dots. I wasn't sure if I wanted to name this show Connect the Dots or if I wanted to, you know, do that old song, the knee bone is connected to the shin bone, and the shin bone is connected to the ankle bone, and do that. But I thought that was too weird of a opening. So we're going to call it Connect the Dots. And I'll tell you what made me come up with this. It's how I come up with most of my shows. And that is, I sit in meetings, and I explain what's going on with the Fed right now, and I explain what's going on in the market. Why the Fed's raising rates, inflation. And when you meet with several people, five, six, seven, eight people that don't even know each other, and you're realizing there's a common denominator here, you're realizing, you know, they're getting sound bites from here, they're getting sound bites from there, they're watching CNBC, they're watching Fox, and I don't think they're connecting the dots. And that's what I'm in hopes to do with today's show. Here are the dots that we're going to connect. You ready? If you're listening, you might want to write this down. If you're driving, don't. And that is, if you didn't know it, inflation is high. I mean, you pretty much got to be under a rock not to know that. So inflation is high. So dot number one, inflation was coming before Trump. Inflation has been in the works for a while. Dot two, COVID inflamed it. Dot three, the Fed is fighting it. Dot four, the Fed is raising rates. Dot five, the market is going to go down or stay flat because the Fed is fighting it. Dot six, this is going to be a very long ride. I'm going to repeat dot six because I do not think people are getting this, and I want to really spend some time on this. This is going to be a very, very, very long ride. Dot number seven, you must, if you're close to retirement or in retirement, if you're 25, you don't need to really worry about this too much. But hey, if you're 25 and concerned about the market's deterioration or no growth, I don't know. I'm starting to change my tune on the fact that if you're 25, you may want to consider this too. But bottom line, dot number seven, must get on the right side of this or you will get crushed. So I'm going to cover those again. One, inflation was coming before Trump. Biden didn't cause this. It was on its way. Two, COVID inflamed it. Three, the Fed is fighting it. Four, the Fed is raising rates. Five, the market is going to go down or stay flat because the Fed is fighting it. Six, this is going to be a very long ride. And finally, seven, if you're smart, you're going to get on the right side of this, or you will get crushed. Now, I could almost end the show right there. The problem with that is that I've paid for entirely more airtime than 4 minutes. So we will continue with the remaining amount of time to explain those seven dots and how they connect together. Because I don't think, and now let me, not trying to talk down on anybody. I think there are a lot of people that do get it, but I think there's a lot that don't. Here's what I think. Why do I think this? Because I talk to you all. You all call me. You all sit down with me in my office or my advisors. I hear feedback. You know, it's like a litmus test. You know what a litmus test is? You test it once, twice, three times in three different parts. You get the same result. You're like, wow, that could probably be everywhere. And that's what I'm doing here. And this show's been on my mind for weeks. And that doesn't normally happen. It's been on my mind for a while. Mainly, like I said, because I'm like, and I explain this now today when I'm meeting with people. And I'm like, I think I need to do a show on this. And I'll tell you part of the reason why I think people don't connect the dots. Can I be level with you? Because I wasn't connecting the dots for a while. Because I actually made the mistake of believing the government. I thought what they were saying was true. Mistake number one. Think about it. Do you know, while we're on that topic there of listening to the government, well, before I get off into my analogy and or my statistic, let me explain to you why I think we're making the mistake of listening to the government. Because I think there's a lot of us out there, like I did, that think inflation's coming down quick. A couple of years, we're going to be at 2%. Heck, maybe next year, maybe next month, maybe next week, tomorrow maybe. Because Fed's hard at work at this. I'm going to tell you some things here in the show that are going to blow your mind. If you're ready for your mind to be blown, I'm going to tell you why I think the Fed wants interest rates high. Why I don't think they want this to come down. I'll talk to you more about that at the end of the show. But if you listen to them on the news, you're under the impression they're working really hard at this. They want it to come down. We're going to come down quick. No, we're not. Look at the last time we had this happen. Inflation lasted from 1965 to 1982. We are in a new era. There is a new sheriff in town. And that sheriff's name is inflation. And his deputy is Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell is enforcing all the rules. And that sheriff's going to be here for a while. He don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. He just got here. Now I'm going to just hit you with my little statistic now that I've explained to you why I think we're buying into that, what the Fed's telling us, because that's what they want us to tell us. Same thing a pilot wants you to think that things are all calm and collected, stay in your seat, put your seatbelt on as we crash the plane. We don't want you running about the plane. How many people died building Hoover Dams? Anybody know? Well, it depends. It depends on you listen to the government statistics or you listen to the actual real number. I'm not going to Google this here real quick. I could, and I could probably look this up. But so if any of you factoids out there find that my date's wrong, excuse me, I'm close. It is in the 1930s, around the Depression. It's amazing all the stuff we got done during the Depression. Empire State Building got built. Hoover Dam got built. But bottom line, if you take the dam tour, as they call it, they will tell you there's two numbers, 145 and 95. Now, again, don't quote me on those exact statistics, but it's a pretty good variance of 40 to 50 different individuals. 95 was the government's number that they were putting out of people that died while building the dam. 140-some was the actual number. The number that the government, I learned this on the dam tour, is the number, the small number, was the number of people that physically died on their bodies were literally on the dam. So in other words, if you cracked your head on the dam and your brains were coming out, but you were still breathing, they took you into town and you died, you were not counted in that small number. That's a fact. Because they wanted to finish the damn dam. Excuse my French. They wanted to finish the darn dam. And that number was hurting them. So the government's been doing this to us for a very long time. So if you're one of the many who I have just depressed into thinking, oh, crud, I'm in the market, it's down, and it's going to stay down a while, what do I do about it? Well, here's what you can do about it first and foremost. First of all, I appreciate you listening to my show. But secondly, you could to give us a call. We'd love to get some information in your hands that will help you out. And for the first five callers, I'm giving out my new book again, Common Sense Income Strategies, How to Get on the Right Side. Let me pause there. I don't want you to confuse the title. Title's name is Common Sense Income Strategies. It talks about how to get on the right side of this interest rising environment. 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. And you can get a copy of Common Sense Income Strategies, my new book. Got to be one of the first five callers. This is the Retirement Income Hour. It's a show built with your financial future in mind. Today, we're talking about connecting the dots. Connecting the dots, what's going on in the current economy, how this is a chain reaction of stuff, not necessarily good stuff, and how one is leading to the other. Because I think an informed person can make a wise decision. I just think there's a lot of uninformed people out there. I think there's a lot of people that are uninformed by their advisors, who are stock market cheerleaders. And I believe there's a lot of misinformation being given by the government. And my goal is to take care of you because you listen to my show and give you the correct information of what's really going on here. So when you go back to your advisor and you're taking out your required minimum distribution and you see it cutting into principal and you say to him, how long is this going to be down? Oh, man, the market comes back quick, bounce right back. Remember what point number six was? This is going to be a very long ride. There's a new sheriff in town. Okay, let's start off talking about, now I'm not going to follow those exact 7 points. I'm going to hit 50,000 foot view, because if I hit those exact 7 points, I'm going to run out of airtime here. So we're going to talk about the most important one first, inflation. As I said, unless you've been under a rock, inflation is rising. Inflation soared in the United States from, ready for this, 1.4% in January of 2021 to a high of 9.1% in 2022. That, folks, is whiplash territory there. That is fast. That is screaming fast. That actually might, I don't know this, again, don't check me on this because I could be off a little bit, but I think I'd be safe to take a bet on this. I'll bet that's one of the fastest, if not the fastest in history. But I know one thing, the Fed raised interest rates the fastest in history to compensate for this. So now we are in reactionary mode. And let me ask you, do you like to act or react? Much rather act. Well, the problem is the market's reacting, the Fed is reacting, and you as a consumer need to act and not get caught up in their reaction because they ain't telling you the truth. And again, if you're concerned about this and you're concerned about how you can offset this with your portfolio and what you should reallocate into, I would invite you to be one of the first five callers and ask for my new book by name, Common Sense Income Strategies. Common Sense Income Strategies can be yours free of charge, no catches, no gotchas. We'll mail it to you. Common Sense Income Strategies, 844-777 6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. Now I'm going to hit you with some statistics about inflation that will blow your mind and amaze you right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
Let's face it, no one likes taxes. And as you look forward to retirement or are in retirement, you need to get a handle on how taxes can impact that retirement of yours. With that being said, you're invited to a Tax Smart Strategy event with Caleb Falter taking place on
June 15th at Hereford House in Leawood.
Get the lowdown on what you need to do to ensure you're tax smart heading into those golden years so taxes don't derail your retirement. To attend this Tax Smart Strategy event happening on
June 15th at Hereford House in Leawood,
call toll free 844-777-6275. That's 844-777-6275. Space is limited and reservations are required. to attend this Tax Smart Strategy event, call 844-777-6275. We'll see you there.
Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour's mission is to provide you with information to help you make proper decisions so you have the income you need for a stress-free retirement. As you are near or in retirement, your investment strategies should shift from growth to income. In retirement, it's all about income. That's what the Retirement Income Hour is all about. Thanks for listening to Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Your radio is set to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, and this is a show built with your financial future in mind. It is not a show built with your investment advisor's financial future in mind. It is a show built with your financial future in mind. It is not a show built with Jerome Powell's financial future in mind or the United States government. It's your financial future we're looking at here, and those are the things that we've got to work around. Today, we're talking about connecting the dots. I promised you when we came back I'd blow your mind. Are you ready? Are you ready for your mind to get blown? So what is the best indicator of the future? We can't tell the future, can we? I wish we could. And I've always thought that'd be one wish I'd like to have. But then I think maybe not. But anyways, what is the best indicator of the future? The past. Go to a bank and ask for a loan. What's the first thing to do? Check your credit. Because what you did in the past, probably what you're going to do in the future. Well, it's the same thing with anything. I told you there was a new sheriff in town. His name was Inflation. His deputy is Jerome Powell. And he's going to be here for a while. He just got here. He does not plan on going anywhere anytime soon. So what happened the last time this sheriff was in town? Well, we had a fight at the OK Corral that lasted a very, very long time. Lasted from 1965 through 1981. I'm going to repeat that. 1965, when I was born, to 1981. That is a long flipping time. Inflation is like gravity. I thought of this analogy before the show. Inflation is like gravity. Imagine, if you would, gravity increased by 25%. I don't know what would happen. Those geoscience people out there would tell us the planet would fly off and bad things would happen. But just think if it didn't, that didn't happen. And you had 25% more gravity. That's like gaining 25% more weight. How would you feel? You'd be huffing and puffing. I mean, that's what inflation is. Inflation is like gravity. Inflation, more of it, makes everything harder. Some of the ways that inflation hurts, it erodes purchasing power. It hurts those with lower incomes disproportionately. It's not as fair to them as it is to the people that got enough money to weather through it. It causes the Fed to raise interest rates. It can cause painful recessions. It's going to cause painful recession. It just simply makes life harder to live. That's what inflation does. And as I said, that new sheriff's going to be here for a while. Now you're thinking, crud, Mark, if that new sheriff's going to be in town for a while, and I can't move out of town, to heck, how do I get around this? Well, that's what I explain in my new book, Common Sense Income Strategies. Common Sense Income Strategies talks about that, and if you're one of the first five callers at 844-777-6275, you can get a copy of my new book, 844-777-MARK. I'd love to send it to you. Just be one of the first five callers. This is the Retirement Income Hour. It's a show built with your financial future in mind. Today, we're talking about connecting the dots. So we're talking about inflation. We're talking about a new sheriff. His name is Inflation. His deputy is called Jerome Powell. And he's sending his deputy out to do all the dirty work because he don't want to sit back and do it. He's got his feet propped up on the desk in the office drinking margaritas, and he's sending Jerome Powell out to do all his dirty work. I talked to you about the ways that inflation hurts. Let's talk about what causes inflation. So, and again here, if you're just now running across our show, we're talking about it, connecting the dots. We're talking about what's going on in the economy, the chain reaction that's going on here, how one thing leads to another. And the first thing is inflation. So what causes inflation? Bottom line with inflation is too much demand and too little supply. That's it. Too much demand and too little supply. And as I said earlier in the show, this was coming prior to Trump. So you can't blame all this on Biden. You can't blame all this on Jerome Powell. So it's too much demand, too little supply. Now, here's what else I want you to understand about inflation. Jerome Powell ain't causing it. Jerome Powell is a reactor, not an actor. He is a reactor, not an actor. In other words, what you can do to offset inflation is increase supply. I just said it was too little supply, too much demand. Increase supply. Well, in the omnipotent wisdom of Congress and the current administration, they're shutting things down. I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know why. I don't want to speculate on why. We all have our reasons. I've heard people tell me they want to crash the whole system and start it over. Heck, there's days I wonder. I don't know. That would be really, really, really smart. Take manufacturing away from China and bring it back to the United States. That would increase supply, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, anyways, that ain't happening. If you wonder if that is happening, go down to All-American, U.S. of A., Red, White, and Blue, Branson, Missouri, and go into any store and look at the items on the shelf. Flip them over and see how many of them are made in the U.S. of A. No, they're not. They're all made in China, every freaking one of them. Supply is not increasing. We got to decrease demand. That's Jerome's job. He's the deputy being sent out to do all the dirty work. So he is not a actor, he is a reactor. And let me tell you, that deputy is hyper-focused. I mean, he is maniacally focused. He is only thinking about one thing. The minute he gets up in the morning and the first thing before he goes to bed at night and what he prays at night is, oh, Lord, please help inflation to go down. I mean, that man is hyper-focused on this. If he's got to do it at the expense of Silicon Valley Bank, that's fine. If he's got to do it at the expense of the FDIC, that's fine. Just make it happen. He is hyper-focused on it. So I'm going to read you a little quote from Jerome Powell. This is literally a quote from Jerome Powell. Although inflation has been moderating in the recent months, the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy. Let me ask you a question. If you're on a plane flight and the pilot says to you, we have a long way to go, does that mean you're going to get there in 20 minutes? No, it does not. It means you're going to be on this plane for a while. You better get comfortable. Oh, you're not going to get comfortable. It's going to be bumpy. That was his actual words. Yeah, we're going to, there was another great quote I read on the internet. That is, oh, that is funny. When the Fed slams on the brakes, a few people go through the windshield. Silicon Valley Bank went through the windshield. They did not even have their seatbelt on. And then the FDIC had to bail them out. But I'm going to hit you with a different angle. Okay, a little paradigm shift here. I think we've been bamboozled, folks. I think the Fed wants inflation. Three reasons why I think the Fed wants inflation. Number one, it's a sign of a healthy economy. A lot of demand out there. Number two, protection from deflation. I'm not going to spend a lot of time explaining deflation. Just take my word for it. It's really bad. It's protection from deflation. And number three, I don't think you're ready for number three. Are you ready for number three? It's going to decrease the real value of the national deficit. I'm going to repeat that. I got it in capital letters and bold here on my sheet I'm reading off of. It's going to decrease the real value of debt, the national deficit. We have got a lot of debt, like $31 trillion worth and climbing. I think it's nationaldebt.com or something like that. Go there and you'll see that thing clicking up so fast it'll blow your mind. This is how they're going to get out of debt. Yeah, they're going to raise the debt limit too, but this is how they're going to get out of it. Here, let me give you a little quick scenario. I'm going to read a little bit here. The final reason the Fed wants inflation to rise is the real value of debt decreases in an inflationary environment. Inflation is actually terrific for the indebted. By the way, if you didn't know it, the United States is somewhat indebted. Such as people with a mortgage on their house, as their loan value gets cheaper as inflation rises. It's all proportionate. And guess who happens to hold a very large amount of debt? The United States government holds the most amount of debt in the world in absolute terms. It holds an astonishing amount that is widely agreed that the government will never, and I repeat, never be able to pay this back. Letting inflation run would actually give the U.S. Treasury a breather in dealing with interest rate payments, which is an issue that is becoming particularly acute after the huge amount of money spent to stimulate the economy in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, you think this sheriff's going to be here for a while? Yeah, he's settled in. The old sheriff of 0% interest rates, he's gone. He's been fired. He ain't getting reelected. Now, why do I emphasize this so much? Because I actually found myself for a brief time thinking, oh, man, we're going to get this back down to 2% next year. No, we're not. This is Jimmy Carter's era all over again. And you got to invest accordingly. Because let me, and I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag here. I'm planning on covering this later in the show. But let me just tell you a little stat here on Jimmy Carter's era. You know what the stock market averaged during Jimmy Carter's era? 7.7. You know what money market rates were doing? Oh, about 14, 15. Let me ask you a quick question. Why on earth would you even think about putting money in the stock market at 7.7 if you get 14 to 15 on a money market? We're back to that time. It's kind of like what Arnold say in that movie, I'll be back. Well, we're back. So when you go to your next client review with your well-meaning stock market advisor that has only been taught one thing, and that is the stock market always goes up. And he says, oh, it always goes up. You're 72 and you're pulling out required minimum distributions. You're cutting into principal. Oh, it's always going to go up. Yeah, well, for that 25-year-old, if you give it enough time, anything goes up. But will it go up for you? So all that to say, if you want to know Mark Falter's personal opinion, I think the Fed is pretending to fight inflation. I don't think they want this going anywhere because they know they got a problem on their hands. And they're going to inflate their way out of this. Meanwhile, we as investors get caught in the collateral damage of this. So what's the Fed doing to fight this? They're raising interest rates. Raising interest rates is going to, at best case scenario, is going to stagnate your portfolio, potentially ruin it. But if you want to know how you can avoid this, I would invite you to be one of the very first five callers. Ask for my book, Common Sense Income Strategies. You got to be one of the first five callers. We'll send it to you to talk to you how to get around this. Common Sense Income Strategies, the way you get it, 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. We'd love to give it to you. I'm going to come back here in a minute and talk to you about how inflation is going to affect your portfolio, but really, what the Fed's doing is going to stagnate your portfolio right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
Not only will you be required to take money out, but if you don't, you can be assessed huge penalties from the IRS. That's why it's important to know everything there is regarding RMDs. RMDs are required minimum distributions. These are amounts that the U.S. tax laws require one to withdraw annually from traditional and employer-sponsored retirement plans once you hit age 73. That's why we're inviting you to join Caleb Falter for an RMD workshop taking place on
Thursday, June 8th at Hereford House in Leawood.
By attending, you'll receive the information you need to make proper decisions regarding your RMD requirements. So don't delay. Plan to join Caleb for his next RMD workshop set for
Thursday, June 8th at Hereford House in Leawood.
To register, call 844-777-6275. That's 844-777-6275. Registration is required and space is limited. Call 844-777-6275.
How would you like to listen to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter at a time when it's convenient for you? Well, you can. The Retirement Income Hour is now available on a podcast. This way you can listen at any time and in any place. Simply go to your favorite podcast app and type in Mark Falter and you'll find the show. And be sure to subscribe and you will get the updates of new shows. The Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, now available on a podcast. The Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
A definition of virtual. Not physically existing as such, but made by software to appear to do so. Wow. Things have certainly changed. Our communities have changed. The economy has changed. Our lives have changed. It seems no matter where you turn, virtual seems the way to go, from business to pleasure. However, when it comes to your retirement is not virtual at all. It's absolutely real, with real necessities like food costs, health care, car payments, and other expenses that unfortunately don't accept virtual money. To keep you in the know, Mark Falter has put together a series of webinar events because your need for income in retirement will never be virtual. It will always be real. For more information on the dates and times of Mark's webinar events, call Mark Falter at 844-777-MARK. That's 844-777-6275.
Mark Falter, the Retirement Income Hour.
You're listening to the Retirement Income Hour, show built with your financial future in mind. We're talking about connecting the dots today. We're talking about the hip bone is connected to the leg bone, connected to the knee bone, etc. And, you know, at the very, very first part of the show, and I'm going to recap something here for a minute, so cut me some slack here. I'm going to go back and recap. Here's the dots I'm attempting to connect. You ready? If you didn't get these the first time, you're going to want to write them down. Inflation was coming before Trump. Dot number two, COVID inflamed it. Dot number three, the Fed is fighting it. Dot number four, the Fed is raising rates. Dot number five, the market is going to go down and stay flat. Dot number six, this is going to be a very long ride. And dot number seven, must get on the right side of this. If you're smart, you will. And I know you're smart. How do I know you're smart? Because you're listening to me right now. You got to be smart. And I do appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to listen to me. Because like I said, I have been thinking about this for weeks. And I don't normally do that. I think about my show for days. I do not know how I come up with this stuff. I really don't. Somebody asked me how you come up with that. I don't know. It's the only thing I have ever done in this financial services business I haven't had to work at. Everything else has been harder than I've had to work harder than the guy next to me, but this is one that I don't. Okay, I know we've spent a lot of time talking about inflation, but it's important to understand what's going on right now. Raising inflation causes the Fed to have to react. How do they react? They raise interest rates. Raising interest rates fights inflation. How? This is important. It decreases optimism because the stock market goes down and causes people to stop buying stuff. I had another word in here, but I'm going to say stuff. So there's two goals that the Jerome Powell, the deputy has got in mind. He wants to decrease your optimism. I'm going to give you a little analogy. You are out house shopping. You're looking to buy a new house. The house is another $150,000 higher price than the house that you are currently in. You go to the real estate agent. You see the house of your dreams. You've looked at seven. This is the one. You have made the decision. You get a text. The text is from your boss, and it says you're fired. What's your next move? It ain't going to be that house, I'll tell you that, because your optimism just got decreased. That's what Jerome Powell wants to do to you. He wants to decrease your optimism. How does he do that? He has to do it in a general sense. Make the market go down. That'll depress the crowd out of him, and it does. Second thing is it then you say, well, you know, I don't really have to pay cash for this house. I can go out and finance it. Oh, we'll get you there too. We'll raise the interest rates so high that you won't go do that. And it will keep you from buying stuff. So that will stop inflation. So now I want you to think about another little paradigm shift. So in essence, the Fed has got an excuse to keep the market down and wreck the economy. I'm going to tell you about I'm just going to go ahead and read it right now. I'm going to get ahead of myself. You know, let's talk about this wrecking of the economy thing. The Fed is trying for a soft landing. Very soft. Ever so soft. We want a soft landing. That's the actual term. Google it. Well, I want you to know some stats on that. Soft landing has been tried 11 times. Failed all but 2 times. Very stinky success rate at this. 2 times a soft landing in a scenario like this has been succeeded, and a little true stat, one of the 2 was a guy by the name of Alan Greenspan. Let me read you a quote by Alan Greenspan. I believe this was just a couple of months ago. It's everywhere. A recent poll of economists from Wall Street Journal pegged the recession chances in 2023 at 61%. Even 96-year-old former Federal Reserve Greenspan has weighed in, saying the recession is the most likely outcome given the current economic trajectory. So now I want you to just think about something. I'm not trying to be, what's the word I'm looking for? A conspiracy theorist. But if the Fed, who is neutral, wrecks the economy, then the current administration in 2024 can say what? It wasn't our fault. Do you remember when I think it was Bill Clinton ran? Was it Bill Clinton? Anyways, one of them on the bus, and every sign everywhere said, the economy's stupid. Just talk about the economy. Well, that's what's going to happen in 2024, but they're going to have a scapegoat. His name's Jerome Powell. Jerome Powell don't really like that, so he's trying to get this done quick. So we got inflation. The Fed is fighting it. We've determined that. And so the Fed is raising interest rates. And here is my point to you as a listener of my show. I want you to remember these words. 5 words. If you remember nothing else from this show, remember these 5 words. You want to write these 5 words down. They're very important 5 words. Ready? Don't bet against the Fed. Don't bet against the Fed. You will lose. Go play poker with a billionaire and see who wins, because he's got time and money. You don't. Don't bet against the Fed. They will win every time. They determine markets. So next time you go to your well-meaning advisor that's been trained in the stock market, and he says, the market always goes up. You look him in the eye and say, you've got me betting against the Fed. So hear this. And hear me loud and clear. The Federal Reserve does not want to see the market increase. They want to decrease optimism. You know, you ever see that movie, Can You Hear Me, McFly? I mean, I'm telling you, the new sheriff will be here for a while. So when you're banking on the optimism and the market going up, you're betting against the Fed. You're thinking to yourself, darn, blasted, Mark. I just met with my advisor last week, and he told me how great things are going to be next year. What can I do about it? Well, I am here to help you, because this is a show built with your financial future in mind, and I've got a book that can help you out. If you're one of the first 5 callers, I'd love to give it to you. It is a book titled Common Sense. You know the old saying, common sense ain't so common? Common Sense Income Strategies. Common Sense Income Strategies can be yours free of charge at 844-777-6222. 75 again, 844-777. Mark, love to give it to you. Got to have you call, and you got to be one of the first 5 callers. Well, if your mind got blown, I'm going to blow it again. And if your mind didn't get blown, I'm going to blow it with this next number. You know, all the stuff that you've been told about how much income you can pull out of a stock based portfolio. Well, I got some numbers from Morningstar that will blow your mind. right here on the Retirement Income Hour.
Mark Falter, 844-777-MARK.
Let's face it, no one likes taxes. And as you look forward to retirement or are in retirement, you need to get a handle on how taxes can impact that retirement of yours. With that being said, you're invited to a Tax Smart Strategy event with Caleb Falter taking place on
June 15th at Hereford House in Leawood.
Get the lowdown on what you need to do to ensure you're tax smart heading into those golden years so taxes don't derail your retirement. To attend this Tax Smart Strategy event happening on
June 15th at Hereford House in Leawood,
call toll free 844-777-6275. That's 844-777-6275. Space is limited and reservations are required. To attend this Tax Smart Strategy event, call 844-777-6275. We'll see you there.
Mark Falter developed the Retirement Income Hour to help you gain knowledge so you can make decisions regarding the income you need to get you through your retirement years. Plus, Mark provides you with even more opportunities to learn through his workshops and webinars that he holds every month. For a complete listing of upcoming workshops and webinars, simply log on to MidAmericanWealthAdvisory.com. That's MidAmericanWealthAdvisory.com. Workshops, webinars, and the Retirement Income Hour. Three ways that provide you with information to help you have a stress-free retirement.
Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour's mission is to provide you with information to help you make proper decisions so you have the income you need for a stress-free retirement. As you are near or in retirement, your investment strategies should shift from growth to income. In retirement, it's all about income. That's what the Retirement Income Hour is all about. Thanks for listening to Mark Falter and the Retirement Income Hour, a show built with your financial future in mind.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter. If you were looking for a show built with your financial future in mind, you came across the right one. This is it. So you're listening to the Retirement Income Hour. We're talking about connecting the dots. We're talking about how if you are expecting this market to go up, you are betting against the Fed. The Fed has got another goal. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Alan Greenspan, who said, 96-year-old former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan weighed in saying, a recession is the most likely outcome given the current economic trajectory, his words. The point of what I was saying is we're going to be here for a while. The last time this happened, it stayed this way from 1965 through 1982. Three presidents, Carter, Ford, and Nixon. For some reason, Carter caught the blame for it. I don't know why that is. I really don't know. Why is it that when we think inflation, we think old Jimmy? Jimmy's a nice guy. Why do we pick on Jimmy all the time? Jimmy don't serve to get picked on. What are you always picking on Jimmy for? I think the reason we pick on Jimmy is because he ran out of gas. So we don't like high gas prices, and we don't like running out of gas as a nation. And Jimmy let us run out of gas. Nixon, what did he do? He lied under some. He got thrown out. I mean, he just got impeached. We're not too mad at Nixon. We're mad at Jimmy because he ran out of gas. Don't run out of gas, people. That's the one lesson you learned from the Retirement Income Hour today. Do not run out of gas. But Ford, Nixon, and Jimmy all fought it, and it stayed that way for a very long time, and I think we're back there again. So, contrary to popular opinion and the market cheerleaders out there, the market does not always go up. The market does not always go up. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the market cheerleaders here for a minute. Now, we were here in Kansas City fortunate that we had a very, very good season, would we not say that we had a very good season? We had a very, very, very good season. Now, let's use the game. Let's just say that there's two teams playing, and it's 41-7, and there's 37 seconds left on the clock. 41-7, 37 seconds left on the clock. And the team who's got 7 points, the camera pans across to their cheerleaders, and there's 37 seconds left. What do you think those cheerleaders are doing? They're cheering. Not a chance in heck of them winning. but they're still cheering because it's their job. Well, that's very similar to what happens when you go in to your client review in your stock-based portfolio and you're 70 years old and you're wondering, why am I still here and we're still losing money? Stay in there, hang in there, it'll come back. No, it won't. So the market does not always go up. There have been periods in history when the long-term trend has been volatile and sideways. You ready for this? 1966 to 1982, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 10%. It lost 10%. That's a long time to have your money in to lose 10%. Hey. Couple that with the fact that inflation was running at about 10, 12. You were down 22% effectively. The market does not always go up, and that same sheriff's back in town again, people. But I did promise you something, didn't I? I promised you that I would talk to you about some numbers from Morningstar. I didn't forget. I remembered. I just wanted to get to my, I wanted to, what they call that, a crescendo? I wanted to make a point here. I want to hit you with these Morningstar numbers because a buddy of mine from Tulsa called me up, hit me with these numbers, and I said, I need you to send me those numbers. That's incredible. Now, why is this so incredible? Because you got to understand who Morningstar is. Morningstar is like the cheerleaders of the cheerleaders. They are a stock market. They are funded by mutual funds. That's how they make a freaking living, okay? This is like the cheerleaders of the cheerleaders saying this. Do you know how your well-meaning stock market-based advisor tells you, you can pull 4 or 5% out of that portfolio, you'll be fine. You won't run out of money. Here's an article put out by Morningstar. The title of it is titled, Retirement Unknown? How much can I safely withdraw from my portfolio? Here's a quote by Morningstar. Because of the confluence of low starting yields and equity valuations that are high relative to historical norms, retirees are unlikely to receive the returns that match those in the past. You think? That was by Morningstar. So let me hit you with these numbers. If you want out of a stock-based portfolio, and this is a 50% stock-based portfolio. I've seen 80-year-old plussers come in with 85% in stocks. A 50% stock-based portfolio. If you want a 100% success rate of not running out of money, starting taking income at 65, you know what interest rate you can pull out? 1.9. Half of what they're telling you, because you know what the number is? They tell you 4. 1.9. 2.5%, 99% chance of not running out of money at 2.5%, 95% chance of not running out of money at 3.1%. If you take 4% out, there is an 80% chance you won't run out of money. Now, let me paradigm shift that for you. You are getting onto your Southwest flight. You have now buckled your seatbelt, and you are getting your drink. And the pilot comes across saying, guys, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night. And there is an 80% chance we're going to make it to our destination. I'm feeling good. How long are you going to keep that seatbelt on? So you've heard all this and said, okay, Mark, what do I do? Well, you got to get on the right side of the interest rising environment. You got to get in fixed income. It's what I've been talking about for 7 years on this show. You got to get in fixed income. I'm telling you, the market ain't going to get you there. How do you do it? Well, I'll tell you how you do it. You be one of the first 5 callers. Ask for my book free of charge to you. The book is called Common Sense Income Strategies. Common Sense Income Strategies. Yours free of charge at 844-777-6275. Again, 844-777-MARK. You're locked into the Retirement Income Hour. I'm Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. We're talking today about how to get on the right side of the interest rising environment, how to take advantage of this, and how to take a common sense departure from the norm. The norm being your advisor. It says, hang in there. It'll come back. I want to hit you with a little analogy. Ready for another analogy? I like analogies. I hope you like them because I like them. I would think that you would like them or you wouldn't be listening to my show because my team, my staff says, Mark, you are a walking analogy. Well, I was trained by a guy that taught analogies, and I always say Jesus talked in parables. I talk analogies, helps people understand. So here we go. You are taking or you're studying for the driving test. The driving test says, when the light turns green, you go. That's what it says. When light turns red, what do? Stop. Okay, you're sitting at a four-way stop. Light turns green from red, and you see a car that is about to run coming 90 degrees to your left. Do you go? No, because if you do and you see him, you're about to get T-boned, and your teeth are going to get rattled at best. You take a common sense departure from the norm. The norm says light turns green, go. You're saying, I'm about to get T-boned. I'm going to sit here and let that fool go through the red light. And that's what I'm talking to you about now. Sometimes you've got to take a common sense departure from the norm. And ask for my book, Common Sense Income Strategies. That's what we got in there. Again, 844-777-6275. So now is the time to be in things that pay fixed interest. The basic everything that we do at our practice. It's what we were doing before it was cool. Why? Because think about your $1 million when you hit, or $4 million, or whatever it is you got when you hit retirement age. Are you going to take that $4 million out and buy a yacht? Are you going to take $400,000 out of that $4 million out and buy a yacht or a boat or a camper or whatever? It doesn't matter. No, because you're going to get hammered on taxes. What do you need? Income. That's why the name of this show is the Retirement Income Hour. Not the Retirement Growth Hour. It's the Retirement Income Hour. How do you change that portfolio into income instead of growth? That's what we talk to people about every day of the week. It is what we do. It is what we do well. I got to tell you, this show has been like mental constipation. How's that for a parting analogy there? I have been wanting to get this show out for weeks, because I'm like, people aren't getting it. They're waiting on the market to come back. There's a new sheriff in town. If I leave you with one parting, most important information, there is a new sheriff in town. He doesn't want to go anywhere. His deputy is Jerome Powell. The sheriff's name is Inflation. And Jerome Powell's goal is to decrease your stock portfolio. We would love to show you how to get on the right side of what Jerome Powell is doing. So as we close the show out, I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure being with you, and I look forward to talking to you again next weekend right here on the Retirement Income Hour. This is Mark Falter saying have a fantastic week.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Hour with Mark Falter, a show built with your financial future in mind. We'll be back next week at this same time. If you missed part of the show or want to know more, check out IncomeHour.com. IncomeHour.com.
Mark Falter is a registered investment advisor representative with MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group. MidAmerican Wealth Advisory Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from a financial professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Insurance products are sold through Allianz, American Equity, Athene, Brighthouse, F&G, Gillico, Global Atlantic, Great American, Midland National, North American, and Protective. The opinions spoken are only opinions and not statements of material fact. The opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all the supporting facts to verify these opinions.
The Retirement Income Hour.
Registration as an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training.